Yeah. This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Now, can you dig it?
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 257. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross. I got a new one this week, bro.
Okay.
Martin Shuther King. Somebody hit me with that one the other day. Martin Shuther King. And y'all know the a.k.a. that matters the most. Jack Swagless. I'm sitting with my tag team partner, my brother. Say what's up to the people, Jern.
What up, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the Ungrateful One, a.k.a. the Next Door Neighbor, Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the Most Electrifying Motherfucking Podcast of the Day, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a., man, we in the building, man. I got 25th straight show. It's something like that, man. It's ridiculous. Man, put up numbers over here.
It's a lot, man. I want to do this. This is a little unconventional. I want to go ahead and do this now. Can we do your Keep It 100 first?
Oh, yes. Fuck it. We're going out of the line, but Keep It 100, man.
We got to, man. It's the hot topic for the week.
Hot topic of the week this week, man. It's hot outside, and, you know, summertime brings out. It's all in fashions and, you know, linen suits and jean shorts, cargo shorts, all debated. Should they be worn? But I know one thing that should not be worn, and that's the fucking romper for a dude. Now, last 2 days, it's been fucking blazing on Facebook. Romper this, romper that. And people going all out, talk about the romper. Cam Newton sported one at Coachella. He had one on. And fellas, I don't want to see y'all in these this year, man. Like, do not let this become a fashion. Let the ones that want to wear the romper wear the romper. Don't let nobody talk you into wearing one. That shit is not cool, bro. Like, if you a fashion-forward guy like Russell Westbrook or, you know, some guy that parties in New York in the meatpacking district, go ahead where you want, man. But if you just, like, let's not let this be a hip-hop thing. Like, no. It's not going to be an urban, no, we do not want this. Do not let this happen. And if this happens, I have lost all faith in these young niggas. Because, like you're proving me right. If y'all let this become a fad, so, Rick James, bitch, if you wearing a romper, I'm going to get on your ass. Short T, you better not be in no motherfucking romper. Who else are young niggas?
Oh, MJP, no, GQ. GQ don't wear a romper, bruh.
GQ, boy, you better not be in one. If you wear a romper, man, I'm getting A, bruh.
I can see GQ rocking a romper. Not because of anything about him. I just think if it's flying flashy, he would try that shit.
Oh, yeah. So GQ going to rock one. Watch. I got my money on GQ getting a romper, though. He probably already got one. He ordered that shit yesterday. He was like, he's gonna defy the odds. He's gonna make it look sexy, is what he said.
You know what, man? I think fashion, casual fashion, was better when fat niggas and out of shape niggas was choosing the trends.
Yes.
Like, big head dudes wearing Versace shirts and Coogi sweaters and shit. We was flying in. We had room. These little cats getting in shape now. These football players and basketball players, look, you're 6'8". 260 pounds. You shouldn't be wearing fitted shit like that. Your ankles shouldn't be out. Like, you still a big motherfucker.
Exactly.
Like, Kevin Durant could probably get away with some of that shit because he's
no, swimming. He can't. He got long ass legs. He cannot get away with the
I'm not saying romper. He can get away. I'm not saying he can get away with a romper. But he can get away with the Eurofit pants and shit like that. Like, you a little narrow dude. But Cam Newton, bruh, it's too much thigh meat. I can't do the romper shit, bro. And like you said, Facebook has been blazing. Instagram has been blazing. Did you see the one I posted on Facebook yesterday?
Hold on. I'm calling GQ Blue to see what his thoughts is on the romper, if he will wear one. GQ Blue, bro.
Yo, what up, Josh?
GQ Blue, man. What's good, bro? You live on the Frocast. You live on the Frocast, man. Got a question for you.
Oh, shit. What's up, everybody? Your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. Young Pasta, a.k.a. Bergamo Cabrera, a.k.a. Take a record.
The romper, dog. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay. Wow, man, we had Money to Choose going to be with it, man.
Nah, man, can't do it.
Dang, so it's not fashion. So this is a trend that we do not need in the summer 17, correct?
Yeah, I'm not with it. I'm not, somebody want to do it. You're not
going to
see GQ
blowing
a romper.
Yes.
Thank you. See, I don't know, man. Look, Kentucky Derby rolling around next year. They got a seersucker romper with a hat. I think GQ going to do it.
They won't let you win the Derby with that shit on.
Nah, I'm good. My suit works fine enough.
You know what? I'm proud of you, bro. Thank you. We didn't think, we wasn't trying to slander you. We thought there was some young fly shit, and that's some shit you were trying to pull off. But I'm glad you stayed away from the trend, bro.
So how would you wear these? Do these things snap? Like, do you step into them like a onesie? Like, I don't understand. Like, I mean, give me the dimensions on these things. How do you, like, how would you get in the romper? I see it's got...
I have no intel on the romper. I have not.
Have you seen a girl in one?
No.
Oh, okay. Damn.
What would you do, GQ, if you get serious with a chick and she buys you a romper?
This conversation. It's like, you know what? Can't do it.
No, you take it. I have clothes that my wife had bought me that I'm like, I will never wear that shit. You know what I'm saying? It has hung up in the closet for years. Like her mother bought me a shirt and I was like, who fucking wear this? It was like a black Sean John dress shirt, but it had like shiny suit elements on. Oh, it was so fucking disgusting, man. I was just like, yo, I'm giving this to the first group home kid I see. You can have this shirt.
So if a young chick, you know, she tell you that, yo, I just think these are really sexy and I got you one. I thought you looked good in it. We can wear it when we go out to the beach. You not gonna do that?
That's what we got shorts for. It's all right.
Hey, man, I love your resolve, bro.
All right, man, take it easy, Blue.
All right, thanks.
Got some people do have jobs here, man.
Nah, I forgot. You know, some people actually work during the day and shit.
Yeah, man, get paid. Cheeky Blue's a real dude, man. Got a real job, man.
That loft life, man. Hashtag loft life.
Yeah, but no rompers, man. Thank God, GQ Blue, man. You saved the day.
For real.
Yeah, man. I just don't want to see no niggas' thighs this summer, bro. Like, that shit is disgusting, bro. Like, nah, man. No. No to the romper. Thank God it's all right.
Hey, man, you know, us big niggas, it was never on the radar for me. I was never going to be caught in the romper. My stomach too big for a romper. I understand my limitations.
It's going to be, hey, one of us going to cross the line, and one big nigga going to be like, yo, fuck that.
Rick Ross probably got one right now. He breaking in the next video. That motherfucker's gonna be silk and shit. Rick Ross is gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? He got his new body now. He got a romper right now. Him and Khaled gonna do a video in Miami with the rompers on. I promise you. I promise you. And while people joking, he gonna be with some fine broads next to him. Next thing you know, it's gonna be some other nigga in a romper. Yep. They gonna ruin it. Khaled and Rick are ready for this shit right now. I promise you.
That's sad.
Right now, bro. The picture I posted on my Facebook, please tell me you saw that shit.
I'm gonna look at it right now.
I cried. And when I say I cried, I'm not, you know, being facetious. I literally had tears. We were watching something on TV and I had to pause it because I was laughing so hard I couldn't hear it. This shit was fucking hilarious. If I can find a big enough image, I'll make it the image for the show. So it's a dude. It's
like
an old
fucking baby, bro. This nigga got a full rainbow arch in his back while she's taking a romper off. Like you about to change your fucking diaper, my nigga. Like, come on, bro.
That nigga said, this is me playing sleep. Why she take my romper off? I died laughing, bro. Oh my tears. God.
Man, that is horrible. And that's probably how you got to arch your back to get your romper off, fellas. If you got to arch your back like that to put your jeans on or put your romper on. Well, niggas' jeans be tight these days. No to the romper, man. Death to the romper.
No rompers, man. You know, and of course, people pulling out the archives and they showing all these old pictures of cats and rompers. I don't give a shit. It's just not.
Yeah, fucking look, I was 6 months old when I had that romper on. So, and it was my Throwback Thursday picture. Yes, I had a romper on. I was fucking, I was a baby.
Now, I will say that a lot of the comments about the romper, people are saying that, you know, that they're making homosexual accusations and shit like that. That's not cool.
It's not
like
cool.
For, it's just for it to be whack and some shit like that, that's funny. But once you start talking about you gay and shit like that, you showing your bullshit. You showing your
yellow. Yeah, yeah.
You showing your yellow, man. It's just an ugly ass fashion trend to me.
Yeah, it's not cool, bro. It's like, nah, man. Dude shouldn't dress like that. Like, nah, man. You know, leave the rompers to the ladies. That's a. We don't need to take the ladies' fashion. So we don't need to be wearing skirts and that. Let them wear that. That's, let them have their shit, man. Please.
I don't even think it's feminine like that. I just think it's an ugly trend. It's ugly and feminine.
Like, it's just because that's a. It look like that. Look like, you know. It just that look like. I don't. I'm not saying it's gay. I'm just saying it's a feminine outfit. Like, we don't. Nah.
Oh, so if you put full legs on it, it's not feminine anymore. Cause niggas was wearing dicky suits and overalls.
Yeah, trap suits and yeah, that's old. But yeah, if you had long, now if it was a longer suit, look, I'd be more with it. You know what I'm saying? But the little too shorts with your thighs out, nah, man, I'm good, bro. Like, I don't need just too much thigh meat showing, man.
My boy posted up on his Instagram. He was like, "So what am I supposed to do when I'm at the urinal? Now I'm ass out trying to pee, or I got my legs spread so I can keep my romper from hitting the ground." I was like, bro, it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, the dynamic. But you know, these new dudes sit down to pee, man, so it's no big thing.
Huh?
You remember we had this little whole episode about the new guys sitting down to pee and all this?
Oh, yeah, man.
It's a new thing, man. They say it's more efficient.
It's more efficient to sit down and pee.
Yes, you don't have to worry about splatter and all that, but I'm good. Like, there's nothing better feeling than standing up pissing, man. It's nothing.
I know you keep it 100. We usually do start wrapping the show up, but I had to get it out the way now.
Yeah.
Because it also leads to the next topic on here.
Okay. And
I don't know what the fuck's going on with the news this week, but now we got to talk about some shit that I never thought I would see written or think about. Bud sex. BUD sex.
Talking about sex with marijuana, right?
No. Casual gay sex among straight men is more common than you think.
What?
Now this is on a site called Rebel Circus. We shout you out because I don't know anything about Rebel Circus. Is this a reputable site?
It's reputable.
They've got 4.7 million followers on Facebook.
Relevant.
So it sounds like, you know what I'm saying. But are we sure this is not a satire site?
Not a satire site.
So what they're saying is that apparently the people that they questioned, which, you know, we can guess the race on that if you'd like to. Straight men can be something of an anomaly. Most of them will play the uber straight card, and the thought of them breathing on a guy seems completely out of character. But then they come out of left field and completely throw you for a loop. So anyway, it goes through, you know, it's clickbait, right? So you keep clicking to get to the story. This has got to be bullshit, Jern. They're saying that straight men casually have sex with each other and go about their day just like it's cool.
Yes, I believe it.
Why do you believe that?
Good. It's a lot of dudes out here. Like, now the whole thing is, oh, I don't like labels. Love, sex is fluid. You know, everybody is like, yo, like, if I want to have sex with a dude on Tuesday, I have sex with a dude on Tuesday. It's no big deal. And there's a lot of guys that feel like, hey, as long as I'm pitching and not catching, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gay. Like, I just like fucking dudes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let no dude fuck me, so I'm not gay. You know, so they got the little jail mentality where, you know, what happens in jail, like, I'm jail gay. You know what I'm saying? So I believe it's all right.
I want to know who came up, I see the person who wrote it and I see who posted it, but who came up with the idea for the article?
Maybe how somebody start? Maybe a jilted, maybe a guy was like, yo, he just had his first little straight guy sex. Like, I don't understand how it's, well, like I said, sex is a, what they call it, a something, not a whatever. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm attracted to women. I've never been like, yo, I'll fuck a dude for a date. Nah, never. Nah, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, for me to have sex with a dude, my dick has to get hard, and it's not gonna get hard.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? For it to work, I mean, not gonna get aroused. Like,
okay, so let's be a little less crude. You'd have to be attracted to a dude.
Yeah.
And I like, so they're talking about, you know, when you go through the 90 pages of clickbait to break down these little articles that they're writing like two sentences at a time.
Yes.
They talk about fluidity, which is what you mentioned before. And that's not even a conversation, because if you fluid like that, then this is not an article.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're saying casual gay sex among straight men, like, how are you? It's just confusing. I think I'm comfortable enough to say that I'm not intelligent enough to have this conversation. I just think the article is ridiculous. And what's the purpose? So now that this article's out, now what? What was the point of the article?
Just basically bringing some shining a light on this phenomenon known as butt sex. Like, is happiness all right? Our listeners need to know. What? Yeah, I mean, we need to be informed. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You said it's happening.
It's happening. It's out there in the streets.
I thought you said it happened to Saul Wright. And I was like, what?
No, man. Come on, Saul Wright.
I was like, what the fuck did I just miss? What? Shit. I mean, I see the slander on the timeline, but this is a little early. What the fuck just happened? Oh, yeah. If we have any listeners that want to anonymously admit that they like got down with a straight friend and had, you know, a little casual sex with your boy.
Look, it was on, what was the show? It's a show. It's a Ray show. Remember the dude was like, oh, man.
He said in college, he experimented. Yeah.
Yeah, he experimented, man. You know what I'm saying? So it happens. I'm like,
I don't know what kind of, like, because even in the article, it talks about somebody took, what's that stuff you take? The salvia, whatever that shit is?
Salvia, yeah.
They said they took that and, you know, got it. Like, what are you guys smoking and drinking that makes you just lose your shit? When I smoke or drink, I get to a point where I'm real chill and sleepy and I go to fuck to sleep. It doesn't.
So you never tell me you was sitting there getting drunk with your homeboy, man. You were just like, yo, like, you know, y'all laughing, you know what I'm saying? And his hand or your hand hit the other person's leg.
First of all, fuck that. I'm trying to think. Have I ever been in a situation where I've had more than two drinks with a male present that wasn't in the club? I don't think I have.
Yeah, I mean,
my brother, on my sister-in-law's birthday, we got fucked up and my wife had to drive me home. But that's the only other time I've had more than two or three drinks in the presence of another dude. We weren't out of the bar.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's like I said, it's a weird phenomenon. I ain't gonna call it a phenomenon because it's happening. And yeah, I just want to know. I mean, it's kind of stuff, you know, intrigues me. Not that I want. I just like, you know, I just want to talk to somebody that actually done this and just ask them, like, you know, like, yo, like, what's the deal? Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you have homosexual friends, male friends?
I'm cool with homosexuals. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know a couple of them, and you know, it's cool. I mean, I don't. You know, I have conversations with them. They're regular guys to me.
So if you kicking it with them and y'all get inebriated and they make a pass at you or they say something, they get a little flirty, what do you do?
I'm like, come on now. Stop it. It's not, you know, yeah. I've never had it happen, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what I would do in this situation if, like, a dude really flirted with me, bro. Like, I'd just be like... I mean, I wouldn't get angry or nothing, but I ain't on that faggy shit. No, I'm never going to do that. I'm just going to be like, I'd be like, whoa.
I don't even know if I would think the shit was serious. Like, and that's, I think that's one of the things that happened with moving to Austin and getting into that gym culture. Gym dudes always cracking jokes. Like, it's frat boy mentality.
Yeah.
So it's...
Total meatheads.
Yeah, it's total meatheads. I'm like, hey, JP, why don't you go get a little bit lower on that squat? It's always shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know that if I was in that situation, I would take it any kind of way. Especially if that's somebody you call your friend, it shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah.
So this whole topic is just weird. Like,
but there's a lot of dudes coming up now that they're probably they friend and suck their dick or some shit like that, man. Like, jack them off like on Moonlight, bro. I'm telling you. Rick James, bitch, all y'all little young niggas, trust me. I know it has happened. Not saying it happened to y'all, but some of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got stories.
I can't think of many females that I've had an intimate situation with that the relationship is still the same afterwards. Mm. Like, once you introduce that shit, it changes the dynamic.
Yeah.
So if it's one of your homies and y'all fuck around and start playing with each other balls, that has to change the dynamic.
Be homeboys and be boyfriend. He my nigga. Like,
I don't know. Like, is a nigga jealous when you go to the game? I don't know, man. This shit is weird.
You with your girl, you get mad, thinking both of y'all with y'all girls, but y'all sitting there on Brokeback Mountain type shit.
This shit is like, yeah, it just changes the dynamic, and I don't know. This is very weird. Very weird article. So let the slander begin. Steve Harvey and Saul Wright have something in common.
Yes.
That's what you wrote. Please explain yourself, sir.
I don't know if y'all know this, man, but Saul Wright is a very unapproachable guy at the Nappy Afro offices. On show day, Saul Wright just being in his zone. You know, he doesn't like to be bothered. And Saul Wright sent us an email almost similar to what Steve Harvey sent out to his employees. Right before the fifth season, Steve Harvey released a letter to his employees that, you know, basically he felt like, you know, he didn't have any me time at work and everything was just like, you know, he had any privacy, you know, he just couldn't, you know, get in his own space. So just like Saul Wright, he released a letter saying, like, I'm trying to find the exact letter because I want to read it word for word. I'm Googling it now. And, you know, so Steve Harvey, he took over. He's like, he got Oprah's cast and like in the same studio. And then they moved the show to LA. And I guess a lot of people were disgruntled, you know, about, I guess they got fired or something. And so now they're just trying to, you know what I'm saying, hate on him or whatever on Mr. Steve. You know what I'm saying? Friend of the show, by the way.
So they're moving the studios. Now they're moving to LA. I think it was in New York or Chicago or some shit. And they're moving the show to LA. And they're changing the time slot. It's going to be like at 2 o'clock or some shit like that. And it's not going to be called the Steve Harvey Show. I think it's just going to be called Steve.
Oh.
So that's the context, right? So he's
moving up. What?
Yeah. He's changing up. He's supposed to be getting some more Hollywood things and shit like that. So the memo that he posted, allegedly, because I don't know if...
No, he sent it out to everybody before the season started, but funny how it just came out like in the last couple
of weeks. Of course, because somebody feels some kind of way now that they unemployed. Yeah. So now they're going to tell about it. Do not come to my dressing room unless invited.
Read it. He said, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like all of you to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room. No stopping by or popping in. No one, in all caps. Do not come in my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. This is in all caps. If you open my door, expect to be removed. He said, my security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. I want all of the ambushing to stop now. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I have been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. All caps, no more. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. I'm seeking more free time for me throughout the day. Do not wait in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway and do not attempt to walk with me. If you're reading this, yes, I mean you. Everyone, do not take offense to the way of doing business. It is for the good of my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all, Steve Harvey. So, basically, Steve Harvey, it's all right. They the same way. Don't fuck with me, man. Just, like, leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have my coffee, whatever. It's all right. Goes in his office. He closes the door. He don't want you to come in there. Like, yo, it's just, yeah. So.
You think I would have said it this way?
Oh, no. You said it in... That was nice what Steve said. You was like, yo, bitch, go the other way. You know what I'm saying?
So the thing about the letter is not what he's saying. Like, I get the sentiment. I can imagine what it's like to be in the office and all these people are hitting you up. I mean, if you watch Ricky Smiley's show, which I did for a while, you see it on the show. where people just hit him up when he's in the office. They come by. Even I think on the last season I watched, when they moved to a different building, he wanted to get his own office away from everybody. Like, he wanted a separate elevator so he didn't have to get bothered by people. Yeah. I get the idea of having your privacy and having your space.
Yeah.
How you say that shit, though?
Yeah, just think of people just stopping by. Hey, Steve, how you doing? This is my aunt. Can you take a picture with her? He's saying, you just like, God damn, I just want to eat my fucking sandwich, man. Like, God damn. Like, you
know what I'm saying? When I was a manager of the gym, that's what it was like. So I work at the gym, I'm doing memberships, I'm doing collections, I'm helping spot people, I'm cleaning up machines and shit. I didn't do that often, but I did it. And then when I got off work, I would try and work out, and it was the same shit. I was never off work. So I'd be in the middle of my workout, somebody come and ask me a question, somebody want to sign up, somebody want to do this. So I get the sentiment of you wanting to be able to get your own space, but you can't say it like that, bro. And from what I heard, he doubled down on it. Like, he said, I don't apologize about the letter
at all.
Like, he like, fuck it, this look, man, that's just not, that's kind of toxic. But I've heard before that Steve Harvey was an asshole.
I mean,
so this isn't necessarily news to me. Like, you know, I've heard that he's an asshole. So, you know, it is what it is, man. It's Steve Harvey. Do we still even really care about this motherfucker?
I mean, it's Steve, man. It's Uncle Steve, man. The uncle that, it's everybody uncle, man.
That nigga's not my uncle, bro. I hate all Steve Harvey suits.
Damn.
There's too many buttons, bro. There's no reason for you to have buttons down here, man. There's no seven-button suit.
I just hate the big old legs on the pants, man. I just hate this shit.
But the suit jacket got seven buttons. Damn. Why is it seven buttons, bro?
I don't know nothing about suits, all right. I do not own a suit.
We should have asked GQ when he was on.
Yeah.
How many buttons is too many buttons?
Three or more. No, two or three, man. That's max, I believe.
That's it. It's supposed to be, yeah, two or three. And for a while, they was doing the little one-button suits. The little Euro cuts was one buttons.
Damn.
Didn't double-breasted suits come back for a minute?
I don't know what that is.
That's when you had the two buttons on the right and then two buttons on the left. So it was double-breasted.
It's all right. This, you're talking to a guy that owns zero suits.
Jesus. How many shirts do you have to have collars on them?
I got a red one, a blue one, a green one. I don't even have a white. I got three dress shirts.
So what do you do? So those are your go-tos when you got to do something fancy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You pull out the Flo-Bee, you cut down the mustache. And
nope.
Then you put on one of the... you said no. Nope. And then you put on one of the three dress shirts. Do you have any ties?
Yeah, I got about 10, 12 ties. You got to have a lot of ties when you only got three shirts.
Shout out to Bomani Jones.
Yeah.
Bomani said that shit when he used to talk to the people on Twitter. I remember I said that shit to him. I was like, shit, Bomani got two suit jackets now. He's like, hey, man, no, I don't. I got one. I just rotate the ties. I was like, God damn, Bo. Keeping it real, man. Keeping it real. Bomani's that nigga, man. Still. I miss ESPN, bro. This cord cutter life is not for the weak of heart.
I told you, it ain't. You got your head up, man.
Oh,
you got
it. Shit.
Like, that's what you wonder why I don't watch sports no more. Like, because I just, man. It ain't, you know, it's not conducive with the lifestyle I live. You know
which
what
is,
man?
It's funny because, like, I think my attachment to TV is the same reason I'm detached from radio. I don't like the radio telling me what the fuck I want to listen to. But yeah. I completely don't mind TV telling me what I'm going to watch. Like, I can have all five seasons of, well, I'm not going to, nobody watches the fifth season of Martin. So I can have the first four seasons of Martin. And I can have them in the DVD player. But I'm like, I don't know what I want to watch. But when I put it on MTV2, whatever Martin they're showing, I decide if I want to watch it or not. And I'm okay with that. Yeah. But having to choose, all I'm going to end up doing is doing a marathon. Which is why I'm watching Breaking Bad for like the ninth time. Again, I'm marathoning through that shit again because all I got, I tried Sling TV. I think I did this last week.
Watch Sons of Anarchy, man.
I need black shit in my life.
Sons of Anarchy got black people on it.
Oh, but are they dead? Like, are they getting killed every episode or the active parts?
Black people, man. Some black people run shit on them, man.
I guess it'll be the next thing I watch because I'm on the last season of Breaking Bad. Season 5 is usually like where shit goes terrible. I think not season 5 of Breaking Bad is not that good.
Whoa, sorry. That's one of the top three shows of all time, man.
I would say it's one. I think I rated it top. But season 5 in comparison to the first four.
That's the last one, right?
Yeah, this is the last season.
Oh man, the last one was good, man.
That's when it started jumping the shark. That's when it got a little weird. Like, these niggas are cooking meth.
It's just a 2-year period. It's like, it's not. You think it's been like, man, come on, how Walt been on the... No, it's not that long. Like,
no,
it's
just... but right, which makes it even more unbelievable that these motherfuckers went from sitting on the couch to setting up meth labs in fumigated houses in high-jacket trains.
When you got money like that, man, bro, that shit happens.
And how did they get that money? When they was working for Gus, the deal was 3 months, $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck did they get that rich all of a sudden?
Dog, you got to think about all the work they was doing before they was working with Gus. When he was just
they
like...
They were broke. That's why they went to Gus.
Hold on. Let me think what happened. They had money. Money.
Lost... Tuco died. So they didn't have anybody to distribute the product. So they had fucking 42 pounds of cook. They didn't have no money.
Because that's right.
Walter just got done paying for all his treatment. So when Gus came and gave him that deal, they was like, all right, I'm in it. And so the deal was 3 months, $3 million. And then, because I remember when Jesse was talking about it, he was like, we're not making enough money. If you do the math, it's $96 million, and we only getting three. And they had that conversation. So how the fuck, all of a sudden, they was balling out, and they got $600,000 to pay for that nigga Ted's tax shit? How did you get to that kind of money? Because you bought the goddamn car wash. So you bought the car wash first, and then you had $600,000 left. Because remember, Walt came in there, when he came into the car wash with the soda, it was like, I think he said he made like $400,000 like on that run or something stupid. Because Skylar was like, it's too much. It was too much money. So how did that transition happen? I don't know, man. It's just little shit like that. That was like at the end of season 4. I was like, okay, this shit is starting to jump the shark. It don't make sense. The money don't add up. Jesse Pinkman bought that fucking house. He only had like $400,000. That was his take of the money. Because remember, they got wiped clean like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And he had $400,000. That was like all the cash he had. And he went bankrolling and shit. And then he bought that house. So then where the fuck did y'all have money?
It's all right. Picking holes and Breaking Bad.
I'm just saying, man. That's what happens when you have to watch it for the ninth time. So I've been tweeting about that shit. I've been tweeting about that shit all week. Skylar's still a bitch.
Hate Skylar.
Walt's
Skylar.
An asshole. Walt's also an asshole.
Walt's not an asshole, man.
He's an asshole. What do you mean?
I got cancer. I can't be an asshole if I got cancer, man. If you got cancer, you're not.
You can absolutely be an asshole with cancer.
No, man. People just have to deal with you, man. You got cancer.
You can still be an asshole that people are dealing with.
No, yeah, I got cancer. It's the cancer, man.
That motherfucker drugged the kid, bruh.
He what?
He drugged the kid.
Hey, man. He knew he wasn't going to kill him. He was just like, yo.
What he did? So that make it better?
He was like, yo. I mean, look, man. Sometimes, man, if you a shepherd and you taking your sheep across, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, move the damn herd. You're going to lose a couple of them, man. It's just... As long as you get, you know what I'm saying, the most I'm in there, man. Hey, look, sacrifices have to be made, man.
He wasn't even associated with Brock. Like, this is a stranger kid he poisoned. He didn't know shit about Brock, bro. And
Walt let the girl die, man. Walt just lay up.
That's why I said he's an asshole, bro.
Hey, but Walt was like, listen, if it comes down to me or you, it's going to be you.
It's going to be you every time, bro. He put no... Hey. It's you, nigga. Jesse, he fucked Jesse up. He pimped Jesse.
He didn't pimp. He loved Jesse.
He pimped the fuck out of Jesse. He had Jesse killing niggas. He was telling... Hey, he constantly... Look, he... Walter White is Goldie from Superfly. Walter White is Goldie. You better bring me Jesse, my money.
But look, though, he got beef with damn Gus because of Jesse. When he killed the little two dudes, man, it was about... Come on, man. He loved Jesse, man. Yeah.
He did not love Jesse. He constantly told Jesse he wasn't shit. He's only using you to get to me. You're not worth that. You think you're special now? Walt wasn't shit, man. Walter talked down to Jesse like Goldie talked to them bitches. Walt pimped the shit out of Jesse. Had Jesse crying and shit. You gotta kill him. Where'd you go? You were there for 2 hours and 15 minutes and you couldn't do it? You're just a junkie. Hey, Walter is Goldie, man. Walter is Goldie, man.
Like he got Jesse off drugs and all that, man. Come on, man. Walt was not he was not a bad guy.
That's right. Walt just wanted to make sure that Jesse was sober enough to pull his tricks, to turn his tricks. When he didn't turn no trick, he abused the fuck out of Jesse.
But he had cancer, though, man. That was just, you know, he had cancer, man.
Cancer makes you an asshole?
Yes.
I would like to know how cancer made him smart enough to kill the entire cartel. This magical white motherfucker went from the goddamn classroom to outsmarting the entire cartel, which been around for years, bro.
Hey, science, man. Hey, he used science on their ass. Science. He was like, yo, y'all motherfuckers think about machine guns. I come here with some shit you already know what it is. It's going to blow this whole motherfucking place up.
This nigga walked single-handedly, who couldn't fight. By the way, he had no wins.
No hands.
No hands. He lost every fight he started. Every fight he initiated, he lost. But somehow, this motherfucker outsmarted the DEA. He outsmarted Skyler. He outsmarted the fucking cartel. He outsmarted Gus. Gus been doing this shit since he was, what, 20 years old?
Yeah.
He outsmarted everybody, man. He outsmarted Mike. Mike got henchmen. You outsmarted everybody from the classroom. Come on, man. Like, it's too much. So when you get science, to season man. Five.
Angles, man. You science on them and all that, man. While I was at all them little theories and stuff. Oh, speaking of scientists, man, Queen Germ just came in the building. She just sat in here on the show. Say hello to everybody, Queen Germ.
Hello, everybody.
What's going on, Queen?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. We sitting up here talking about Breaking Bad for some reason. I don't even know how we got here.
You brought it up.
One of my favorite shows, but
yeah. One of the shows. Yeah, she actually watched it because it was only because I was a science thing, the angle of it. She was just like, I like the BR and the BA. That's bromium and
really, sir.
Badumium.
I hate making up stuff.
What's BA? I'll put you on the spot. See, the millions
and millions
of people said, "Ah, Doc, gotcha." You supposed to know periodic table?
That's how people who don't know think that that's what it is, because it's too many different elements for me to be remembering. I mean,
they added like four new ones in the past year. Did you know that?
Yeah, they did.
And see, and this is just further proof that Walt is bullshit. But she's a professor.
The background information, they made sure that the science stuff was pretty airtight, so I do appreciate
I'm trying to
that.
Get doctors. We can start making some Walter White some blue meth, but
no, I can't do that.
I mean, you know, get us a couple cooks now, man. That's all we need. Two rounds, man. Make us a good $80,000.
Walt, so Queen Jerry, have you seen Superfly?
You talking about the Mac or Superfly?
Either one. Okay, so the Mac. Have you seen the Mac?
Millions of times.
You have seen millions.
Yeah, because you've seen it since I've watched it. You mean you just sat there and watched it. One night we was watching it together, and you was like, you know this whole movie. I was like, yes.
So, do you agree that Goldie is Walter? Walter White.
Not even.
No.
He's a pimp. He pimped the shit out of Jesse.
He had pimp qualities.
He pimped Jesse.
I can see the comparison, but not to the extent that you say. But yeah, there is some similarity. Because he manipulated the poor man, because the man was a junkie, and he used him for what he could use him for. So yeah, he was using him, but, you know, he got some good out of it also. So, you know.
He pimped Jesse, he pimped Skyler, he pimped his brother. Walter went from being in the classroom to being the most dominant motherfucker in North America. And I just don't understand.
You think that at the war, you kind of just do what you do, you know, some God. So
it's like once he cut his hair, like he became Lex Luthor and shit. This motherfucker's unstoppable. I don't get it.
Put the hat on, nigga. He like, say my name.
Right? Like, what happened? You can't be that gangster in Dockers, bro. You can't be that
gangster. Exactly. He got some loafers on, boy. You got them little squishy shoes, the little damn, what they call them shits, man?
Some hush puppies.
Yes. Walt drove a fucking Aztec, man. Like, yeah, you can't fucking
motherfucker had no swag, but if you put him in the corner, he dropping bombs in Tuco's office. He dropped a goddamn bomb in Tuco's office, bruh.
Science, bro. He came in there with the shit in his hands, nigga. Like,
bah! So you try to tell me this dude went into the goddamn heart of the hood, dropped a bomb in the drug lord's office, and walked out with his plaid shirt and nobody shot his ass?
Hey,
man, this show is ridiculous, bro. It's ridiculous. Oh, I got there because I was talking about cord cutting.
Yeah.
And so now I'm on Netflix watching this shit. I already got rid of Sling. I got Hulu. I'm about to cut that shit off. I don't know how y'all do this. I don't know how you live like that.
Yeah, gotta be real, bro. That's why I always try to watch shows, because since I don't get to watch like TV and shit, like live TV, I watch a lot of shows, you know what I'm saying? Just shit I can binge. Like, I started watching this fucking show on Netflix called Revolution. It was about when all the power went out in the United States, and, you know what I'm saying? So then, like, militias was formed across the country. It was some weird. Hey, look, I made about two seasons, maybe one or two seasons. I stopped watching that. But it's just like I'm constantly just trying to find a show to watch, man, and, you know, because it's... Oh, you still watch Fresh Off the Boat?
No, I'm so behind on that shit too. I think that's on Hulu.
It's on Go Movies. Did I say that out loud?
No, I gotta edit. What fucking?
Don't edit it, man. Fuck it. They don't know what it is, man. Fuck it. But yeah, it's on that. It's definitely. I just watched it. I'm caught all the way up. Hey, man, this season right here of season 3, I believe it is. Yo, it's been pretty good, man. I ain't gonna front.
See, so I need to jump in there and catch it before they cancel it. You know, you got 3 seasons. That's usually when they start talking about it's time to move you to Fridays.
I don't think they can cancel this show, man. Al Sharpton to come out and protest, man. You can't do that. You know, I think it's still doing numbers, though. So, you know.
If Scandal can get canceled, anything can get canceled.
Scandal ain't getting canceled.
This shit is over. Next season is the last season.
Oh, they said what they said?
Yeah.
I mean, because it ran its course. It didn't get canceled. I mean, I just think the storyline ran its course. Like, Fitz ain't in the White House no more. And it's like, that was the whole story, was Olivia and Fitz in the White House. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, now that Olivia's in the White House, you know what I'm saying? I think it's ran its course. Like, you know, the storyline is... Mm-mm.
It's so seven seasons or whatever it is, 5 seasons, that's like good enough to tell the story. But when they stop ordering your shit, that's canceled.
Oh, okay. Well, damn. Scandal got canceled.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, you were able to tell the story well, and that's great. But when they stop ordering your shit, you cancel. Let me not slander Scandal. You know what I'm saying?
Sonic got the show just like it, so it don't matter.
Right, which, how long has that shit been on?
What, How to Get Away with Murder?
Yeah, that's been on for what, about 3 seasons now?
Two or three, yeah.
And then Grey's Anatomy's been on for how long?
Ever.
Yeah, oh, like 15
yeah,
seasons.
Grey's Anatomy's been on for at least 10 years, I believe.
That shit is crazy, bro.
That shit has been horrible. Like, I'm telling you, ever since the plane crash, Grey's Anatomy has been ass.
When was the last time you watched The Simpsons?
Maybe around the time I might have watched it one time in the last 2-3 years. You know, just like I watched older episodes than current ones.
How the fuck did they remain to be current? It's got to be what, 25 seasons or some shit?
30 or something, I believe. No,
God damn.
Yeah, I think it's about 30. It was a ridiculous number, because I think they play every Simpson episode. They was playing that shit that like was like in November or something, and they play like every. It was like 600 episodes. It was some ridiculous number of episodes, and they played them like all day long, like back to back.
Shit lasted for a month.
Yeah. It damn sure did about last for a month, man. That shit was crazy.
That's some fucking. Yeah. They're able to do that shit. Say what?
Yep, I'm reading it now. Yep, ABC's confirmed. Yep.
So are they saying it was canceled? Is that what they're? Is that how they're phrasing it?
Okay, I see. Ended. Yeah, we might as well say canceled, man.
Damn.
But they saying ending. But like you said.
Yeah, if they don't order any more of your shit, like, okay, this is, and maybe they saving it, because if you run this shit for too long, it's like, okay, just
yeah. Because they say 7 is usually the magic number of shows get canceled. Oh, you need to watch Bloodline. That's on Netflix. All right,
Bloodline. What's that one about?
It's about this family in the Keys. Man, you just gotta watch it, bro. Can't change.
Is it black people?
No, man.
You know him.
It's all right. Listen, that's the problem. It's all right. Only watch black shows. I'm trying to bring him out of that, because black shows tend to get canceled. And you know, since he and then so I'm trying to, you know, say expand. It's all right. Only need Centric, TV One, BT,
like,
own, like, you know, and them the only stations he needs, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to, you know, get him out of he's trapped in his little ghetto world, and I'm trying to get him out of that, man.
Man, it's they got a streaming service called Brown, I think it's Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
But it's all blaxploitation movies.
Oh my God.
So it's like you've got a chance here to be something great. Like, just give me Martin and Jamie Foxx and everybody hates Chris.
Price too high for that. They like, nah, you want Jamie Foxx and Martin? They probably said Jamie Foxx and Martin this number, but we'll give you this for, you know, you just have to take it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just need a place where we can go and watch our shit. That's all I need. I just need one streaming service where we can go and watch our shit. We can get Good Times, we can get Sanford and Son, we can get Jamie Foxx, we can get Martin, Everybody Hates Chris. You know what I'm saying? They even got fucking Homeboys in Outer Spaces on TV.
Oh my God. Can I say something, man?
Please do.
Good Times. Not a good show.
Maybe not, but it needs to be on TV. It needs to be on the black streaming service.
Let's just talk about the premise of Good Times. The show's called Good Times. Them niggas never made it out of projects, bro. Now, every time them niggas tried to get out, that shit never happened, bro. Like, that shit was horrible, man. It was like a fucking... That was like a sad.
I think that's the premise of the show, though.
Why, man? Why? That shit was
the premise of the show is looking at your surroundings and trying to make the best of it.
Yeah.
That's the whole premise of the show. So they were struggling like a motherfucker, but they was making it. Oh, they were solving problems and shit.
Yeah, like, it's like, man, like, damn, light-skinned Keith was supposed to get him out the motherfucking, project, and he blow his ACL. Like, I'm like, God damn, man. Like, the daddy died. Like, yo, that shit was nuts. Then even, like, when the mom was gone, they still living in the jacks. Like, God damn. Like, why the people ain't put y'all out? Like, what the fuck?
That's one of those shows that should have been canceled after 7 seasons.
Yeah, like, man, y'all gotta go. Like, man.
Like, that's okay. Like, let's just have a happy ending and let this shit go. Once you killed the father, it was all downhill.
Y'all not orphans, y'all grown-ups. Like, y'all need to move on.
Shit is bad, man. The shit went bad after that, man. We kind of went to TV Talk. I guess we should finish TV Talk.
As well, finish TV Talk, all right.
I got to see Better Call Saul.
Awesome.
This may have been the best episode of the entire show.
Mm.
We finally get to see where Saul Goodman comes from.
Yeah.
Granted, they gave us 2 minutes of the shit.
Yeah.
But it was worth it. The payoff was worth it. We finally understand what's going on. I get it. I'm all for it. I'm excited and happy. But let's slow down, because I saw an article that was talking about this. They said we might get to a point someday where we say, is Better Call Saul better than Breaking Bad?
Wow.
Prisons, I call complete bullshit.
Prisons of the moment, man. Prisons of the moment.
Absolutely. There's, like, this shit had.
You can't have one without the other. Like, right. You know, this story is so much dependent on the other story. So,
completely,
you know.
Dependent.
So if this show was great, that just lets you know how good the other one was, because I could create a spinoff character and put somebody, you know, create, you know, that lets you know how good that character was in that show.
Which means we got to have a spinoff for Jesse.
I wonder what Jesse do it. But Jesse said he don't want to get caught up in that Jesse, you know, that's all you see him for is Jesse.
He's only done like 2 things since that show. Get your ass back to Jesse.
You're Jesse. Like, God damn. But what did you think of the episode, man? Another good episode. I was wondering how he was gonna come up out of, you know, get that money. I was just hoping he wasn't gonna get caught. But I was like, man, please don't do nothing illegal. But then I was thinking about it, like, we kind of know, like, well, it's only a year, so he might get suspended for a year or whatever, lose his license. I don't know. But I was just hoping he wasn't gonna do nothing illegal. I don't know what Chuck and the old boy plan was. No, Chuck called the doctor, didn't he?
Yeah, Chuck's about to kill himself. I told you that last time. Chuck is going to kill himself.
Mm.
I thought they did it early.
That man walking down the street in a shiny suit. I was like, look at this guy.
He's going to kill himself. He's going to fuck around and go into a video arcade and have a stroke.
Mm. But your boy, old Hammond, he happy as a motherfucker. He like, yes. Yes, this is what we needed. Like, get his motherfucking name off the building.
Yep. Time to get him the fuck up out of there, man. So it's finally getting good, which means that we probably got, what, 2 episodes left?
What episodes? It's like 6 or 7?
Yeah, it's episode 6. It's usually, what, 10 episodes?
Yeah, it's probably about 10.
So this shit is going to speed up quickly. We're starting to see a little bit more Gus, which when you watch these shows together, you get to see the different characters cross over, it makes the shit that much more amazing.
Yeah, just to see like, oh, like when they show Gus buying the fucking the building, like where he had his business, like you're like, oh, okay. So the little dry cleaning place, whatever, the industrial dry cleaning place. I was like, okay. Then you seen the girl Lydia. I was like, oh, look at Lydia. Like, yo, you about right. to die.
You can you plug ain't it know. In.
Like, you be dead soon. Like, a cup of coffee.
Or you got to see Gus's black henchman that came in after he killed the other dude. I was like, oh, nigga, you been rocking with it for a minute. That's what's up.
Yes, sir. But look, the saddest part of the episode was it was actually last episode when fucking LeVar, what's his name? The big dude, man. He played Hugh.
Yeah, Hugh.
LeVar I was just like, whoa, boy, you lost too much weight. Like, he look bad, bro. Like,
yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if he did the bypass or whatever.
I think he did the bypass.
Because usually what happens is you lose the fat quicker than your body can adjust your skin and things look a little awkward.
Yeah, he looked real awkward.
Like, his voice changed and shit. I've seen him do, like, interviews and shit since he lost all that weight. I think he lost like 100 pounds or something, 120 pounds.
He don't even sound the same no more.
Nope, he don't sound the same and shit. Which, if you do your career, if you make your whole career on fat jokes, what do you do when you lose weight?
Exactly. And that was his whole thing was like he used to clown and stuff. I mean, I understand getting your health together. I'm not saying that, but I mean, damn, my dude, like, you can't be a comedian no more. Like, we don't, nah. Mm-mm.
Maybe his acting should have taken off.
This is like when Malice from the Clips got saved. Like, you can't coke rap no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear you rap. Like, I love hearing you rap about selling drugs and shit. Now you don't do that. I don't want to hear you rap. Like, I understand. I just don't want to hear it. Like, I'm sorry.
It's fucked up, man. You don't want black people to improve.
Yeah, it's like if Jay-Z went bankrupt, he can't make no balling out of control song. Like, Jay-Z was like, yo, I'm on my ass. He lost all his money. Some shit happened. Like, I don't want to hear Jay-Z his comeback song be like him in the beach or something. Nah, man. Like, no.
Riding out in my Pontiac 6000.
Yeah, you got to be keep it real, ho.
My 98 Tempo. Mm. It's a wrap, man. You got this topic on here. I mean, it's... Wait. I forgot about TV Talk. Dear White People, you saw that?
Yes, I watched all of it.
So how many... Like, did you binge it? Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched all 10 of them, yeah.
Like, in one sitting? It took us 2 days.
Probably 2 days. 2-3 days at the most.
What's your overall thought about
it? It was way better than the movie. The movie sucked.
Yeah, the movie was really
bad. Movie sucked. Donkey dick. But I like how they took... Like, you know, they took some of the movie into the show and incorporated, but they made it a whole lot better. You know, it was pretty good. You know, it was pretty good. I liked it. You know what I'm saying? It was very, what's the word, playery. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Bougie black folk humor. But, you know, I got it. Yeah,
it definitely felt overwritten, maybe. Like, mm-hmm. It was like Shonda Rhimes wrote the whole thing. Like, all the banter was really quick and shit like that. But it was still a good show. How they shot it.
Some HBCU grad wrote this.
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that. I thought it was well done, man. It was definitely a good watch. I like how they shot it. Each episode was from a different person's perspective. And you got the background. Yep. I thought that was pretty dope.
It was funny how the mulatto girl was like going the hardest. I was like, see, look at them. Somebody throwing a little. I get it. Like the mulatto girl, she first came to school. She was just like, oh my God. And all of a sudden, like, you slowly see her change.
But it wasn't really slow. Like, and that's one of the gripes that I have for the show. They didn't really explain why she became Militant Martha.
Because she never was around black people. You know what I'm saying? So when she got in the dorm, and it just like, you know, you got, you know, start learning about her culture because she ain't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? So when she started learning about it, she just went hard. You know, so the light skins always go the hardest. You know, that's my motto, right?
I think you're inferring a lot, though. So when she met old girl and they were out there talking about, you know, the way the school looked, the next thing we saw was them talking about some dear white people. You don't do this. You don't do that. Like, sudden.
Nah, it was slowly. It was slowly because then, like you see on the next, like they didn't do it all in that show. It was like a different show. That show a time where, like, she was like, the first time she met her, like, it started raining and she was letting her hair get wet. And everybody was like, you know, that was just like, what? You black, you don't sit in the rain, let your hair get wet. You know what I'm saying? So then another show, she came in the room when the black girl, Coco, was talking to all the white girls, and you kind of seen like a little bit more change. And another time, you know what I'm saying, it's like you always notice, like, it was when they showed like the throwback things that her change was more gradual, and then like boom, now she's like Sojourner Truth or whatever.
Yeah, see, I just didn't think it was that gradual, because they did the hair thing, like you said, she was outside, and then when they were in the room, they were asking, so what kind of dude do you like? And she was all of a sudden, he got to be Kenyan, and she was like, oh, so can I say this? She was like, no, that's racist. That's when they had that discussion, and next thing you know, they were cutting that rug about, dear white people, you can't do this, you can't do that. I was like, what the fuck happened? How did you go from getting your hair wet to you need a Kenyan man to dear white people?
Was this like their junior year? I mean, what year was this for them?
That was their freshman year.
I mean, I know, no. But as when, like, the year that when everything popped off outside, like, what year was this? Junior?
Yeah, okay, I think that was a junior year, yeah. Okay, I think they were juniors because old boy was a senior.
Okay, all right, cool. So that's what it was. All right.
It just didn't seem like, you know, I think they did a real good job of developing everybody else. I think for her to be such a dynamic character, they kind of left a lot on the table. And maybe they did it on purpose.
Yeah, maybe they did. So we can sit here and talk about it like we are now. Who was your favorite character on the show?
I can't think of dude's name. You know I'm terrible with names. But which the one that had the gun in his head. The one that got the gun put in his head.
Oh, Reggie.
Reggie.
I hated like his Reggie. Fucking haircut, yo. That shit was whack as fuck. I was like, what is that? I knew
you were going to say his
hair. That nigga got a Frederick Douglass? I was like, what the fuck is that?
He got a Frederick Douglass box, nigga. That's that next
like,
level.
But it was leaning, so I was just like, what the fuck is it going? I was just like, is that a wave? And it's like, what is he trying to accomplish here? Like, your box ain't straight. Like, your box is rocking to, it's like a, but it, man, it looked weird. I was like, that nigga look like Frederick Douglass out here, man. Old Reggie.
I think they did a really good job of, I felt like I was Reggie. Except for the part where he kept pining after old girl. I thought that was a little extra, but.
Yeah.
The dynamic of being black and militant and trying to deal with the bullshit, that was my nigga, because just before the gun was pulled on him, he was the star of the show.
Yeah.
You got all the answers. Everybody's having fun. You saving the white dude. And the next instant, you got a motherfucking gun in your head. And I was like, shit. That's every day right there.
What caused the argument to go on? I can't remember.
Because they were listening to some Drake and some shit, and the white boy said nigga.
Oh, yeah, that was the future, yeah.
He said, hey, don't say that.
Yeah.
He checked him. Hey, don't say that. And the motherfucker felt some kind of way about getting checked. Mm. I don't know why they want to say that word, but they want to say that word.
Hey, look, I'm just singing the song. Like, you know, that's why, yeah, it's a slippery slope, man.
Ain't no slippery slope. Ain't no fucking slope. Don't say the goddamn word.
Yeah.
You say it.
My favorite person probably was Lionel, man. He was, you know, he was just funny to me, the way he looked. Lionel was funny, bro. Like,
he's definitely a character, bro.
Yes.
He was definitely a character. I knew when they showed him, though, he was going to be the gay dude.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, somebody got to be. I was like, oh, that's him right there.
That's him. But they did a good job with his character, too.
Like a naive gay dude. Like, boy, you get raped. And he was about
it was about to go down. All of a sudden, it's little shit like that when he was in that situation with the threesome, and all of a sudden he figured everything out and got bold. And I was like, that's not even his character.
Mm-mm.
That's not even that dude. But I thought it was dope. Is Queen Term still there?
Yeah, she's still here.
Who's your favorite?
She didn't watch much of it. She's not a faithful TV watcher. Like, she'll sit here and watch. Like, the only thing she'll watch faithfully is Prison Break. That's it.
So let me write. Is Prison Break on Netflix too?
Yes, that's good, man. Prison Break is good, bro. It's a lot of that to watch. I mean, and look, it's fucking TV, sorry. So don't get like,
man, here we go, man. You already giving fucking excuses and shit.
Nah, I mean, look, it's a good show because they bought it back after a 7-year hiatus.
Yeah, it's good. I like it so far.
I mean, you know, it's a recurring theme, like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's straight. But you need to watch Sons of Anarchy, Prison Break, Bloodline.
Wait, Bloodline. So I've got Bloodline, Prison Break, Sons of Anarchy, and what else?
I'm trying to think of something else.
And these are all on Hulu or Netflix?
These are all on Netflix, I know. I don't know if Sons of Anarchy should be on that.
And I think, The prison chicks, Orange is the New Black.
Oh yeah, that come. Yeah,
June 9th or some shit like that.
June, they moved it up, must be.
And then I'm gonna have to get HBO for when Throne.
Nah, boy, I told you, man.
I got you, that's right. Pepe J.
Pepe J looked out. That's why I said Pepe J, man. When I get some extra money, I'm sending you a t-shirt, nigga, for that, man. That was a good look, my nigga.
That's an amazing look, bro. When I was like, oh shit, I have options. This is beautiful.
Yes. That shit, like, man, you need that for all the little sites to sign in and watch their shows. Like, you know what I'm saying, man?
Hey, man, we should be putting in something on the bill, right?
There you go, Zara. Right.
Move too fast.
See, Zara, right, don't man. This nigga got his snitching and shit. Like, damn, man. You know. Moving along.
I'm just saying, man. You know.
All right, man. Look, man. Hey, we're going to start a Patreon on the ProCast. For real. We're going to start a Patreon, and we're going to see if people are damn, you know, send us money that every month, like, we'll do something. Like, yo, I see niggas is, like, taking $5 a month. You get a shout-out on every show. We got to do a little better than that because we shout y'all niggas out every week anyway. So we'll figure out something. You know what I'm saying? It depends. Like, hey, every week we send in money. We'll do, like, a I'll write a rap. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. How did I get roped into this?
I mean, you part of the show. I mean, I rap 1 week, you rap next week. You know what I'm saying? Something, we'll do something. Saul Ryder eat a Beetle.
You see how you keep putting me out there to do shit? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Saul Ryder go get in the little slingshot Jesus ride. Christ. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, Saul Ryder go to the Texas Fair, you know what I'm saying? And eat a fucking...
This is not Jackass.
The Rocky Mountain fucking...
Oh, hell no!
Oysters.
Hell no. Saul Ryder to fuck around and quit. Hey, if you want... donate to Patreon if you want Saul Ryder to quit Nappy Afro.
So you telling me Saul Ryder... Somebody said, look, man, I give y'all $100 a month every month. Saul Ryder got to eat, like, some exotic food. Like, you know, this guy, it just can't be... It just once a month.
I'm not fucking with my stomach, man. Some of that shit fucks you up, man.
I think sushi is exotic, man. Have you ever eaten sushi before?
No. So I went to a sushi bar, but I didn't have none of the meat. I just had fucking rice roll or whatever that shit is.
Okay. So, you never eat sushi. Me neither, man. I'm scared of that shit. That shit just look weird to me, bro. I can't do it.
Look, there was some shit that I ate when I was online that I still can't fuck with now. And that was like 13 years ago.
Oh my god.
Sometimes that shit will fuck you up, bro. So nah, I'm not playing stomach roulette. We had two more stories on here that we need to get to. What the fuck is this shit, Jerm?
Hey, look, pause real quick, sorry, right? No, you ain't gotta pause the show. But my wife was like, she was like, he's Greek. She's like, what, he's a Sigma? I was just like
So why did you guess is he a Sigma?
I don't know. I just kind of thought, like, from the voice.
You ain't got to be PG. You can just say it. I take a lot of slander from germs, so nothing you can say would hurt.
But no, it wasn't even slander. You kind of threw me off with the red emoji person avatar over here. So I was like, but he don't sound or act like he's a pretty boy. So I said, I took out the Kappa. And then I said, I don't think he's raunchy enough to be a Q. And so, I mean, it's not too many iotas in the world. So then it was just between Alpha and Sigma. And so I chose Sigma.
And the funny thing is, the only reason I even went through the Sigma setup is because that's who was around me. So there was no chapter at the school, but the niggas that I hung with happened to be Sigmas. And so it was like, hey, you should be down with the crew. I was like, I guess, all right.
So that means you can step.
No, my process, we had to take you the story offline. My process was not right at all.
Okay.
My shit was not right at all. So I am officially not a Sigma for the people that are listening. I am not a Sigma.
Don't do that.
I'm not. My process wasn't right. I am not. I have paid no dues. I have no card carrying member. I am not a Sigma.
Okay. I'll leave that alone.
Yeah. You get checked out in these streets for that shit. Where your card at? How your membership? Do your handshake. No. Yeah.
I'm not Greek, but yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't need those problems, so no, I am not a
Christian. Yeah, cards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a membership card. When you become official, they submit your shit to headquarters and you get a card.
Oh my god. What do you think GQ Blue is? Mm-hmm. He's a pretty boy though.
I just said GQ Blue's a lot.
They kind of gave it away. I alley-ooped that one. She just you did. She looked like LeBron last night. Shout out to my nigga LBJ last night. That nigga was in the fucking zone. Early win of the week. He was out there swagging on the Celtics, doing fucking finger waving, doing goddamn shimmy shaking. And man, LeBron, man, listen, man, LeBron's playing like on another level right now. People enjoy this. Enjoy it. We only got like 2 or 3 more years of LeBron, man. He's gonna retire soon, man.
So, yeah. Retire?
Hell yeah.
Soon?
2 or 3 years, dog. I'm telling you, man, LeBron,
there's
man.
No
all right.
Chance. There's no chance. 2016,
Germ said it. 2000, look, 2 or 3 years, LeBron gonna be out by 2020, dog. I'm telling you.
2020, he'll probably be making 1 year contracts at like $200 million per season. Bro.
LeBron walking away 3 years, dog. Cause listen, LeBron is not gonna stick around and be looking like a bum like Kobe was the last couple years, getting hurt and shit. No, LeBron gonna stop when he at the top. I'm telling you, man, just watch.
But LeBron is what, 32?
32, yeah, LeBron, that's what he, old man LeBron already, man. Look at him, he old man out there, man. LeBron, like, listen, man, that shit's so funny to see old man LeBron out there, man.
Yeah, but here's the scary part is that old man LeBron learned how to shoot a three. So now this motherfucker's the most efficient three-point shooter in the playoffs.
Hey, old man LeBron might be the most efficient player because he only take, he took, what, like 19, 20 shots. He hit like 16 of them. I was like, man, come on, man, this dude, LeBron unstoppable now, man. Like,
he's shooting like 50 plus from the field and like at 40. I think it's around 40 in the playoffs from beyond the arc. So, you're not, that nigga's not stepping away. You're saying in three years he's done?
It's all right. 3 years.
He ain't going nowhere in 3 years, bro.
Tell me, man. What?
LeBron will be the first player to play with his kids. His son will be a rookie and he's going to be playing. And he might not be LeBron, he might be getting you 10 minutes a game. But he's gonna be playing.
The new niggas walk away, walk away at the top when they don't stick around like the old niggas stick around till they 40 and they just be out there like, oh, look at Daryl Green in his 23rd season. He might have lost a step, but he's still out there. You lose a step now, nigga. You out the game. You ain't, I'm telling you, so.
You know why those cats keep playing? Because they're broke.
I understand that.
LeBron ain't broke.
And that's my point. LeBron is gonna walk away. I'm telling you. If he can't play at the tip top, like LeBron 35, LeBron not gonna be sticking around at 37, half stepping it, man, out there just bullshit, man. No, I do not see LeBron doing it. Plus, his son gonna be like in high school then. He gonna wanna be at them games, man. Watch.
Look, LeBron can never go to a high school game.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't. Who the fuck's gonna let him walk into the arena?
Oh, you think LeBron kid's going to public school with the rest of the fucking heathens and shit?
It doesn't matter. It's LeBron James, nigga. Exactly. You can't walk into an arena.
LeBron James kid's going to school with everybody else kids that play Cleveland sports team, some private school, and it's no big deal because they always see LeBron everywhere. Like, oh, hey, how you doing? It's not like that, man. Come on, man.
Nigga, that's LeBron James.
Exactly. Man. But I'm telling you, man.
First of all, he's playing at least until he's 38.
Nah.
At least 38.
35, 36, LeBron, done.
There's no chance of that shit, bro. He's learning how to shoot a three.
So what? He'll be 33 this year, coming up, his birthday on Christmas. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be 33 this year. So I'm giving him, you know, 35, 36, LeBron hanging it up, man.
If LeBron wins another title, he's not stopping until he gets 7.
No, he's going, look, LeBron going to probably, he might go, because he win one more, he'll be 4 for 4, right? Yep. So when he win this year, he gonna be 4 for 4. He get like I said, LeBron can win 2 more titles.
Wait, what do you mean 4 for 4?
I mean 4 and 4. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's not stopping before if he gets 4, he's stopping at 7.
Nah.
He's not stopping before 7, bro. You can't go out like Kobe and get 5. You want to beat Jordan at 6. You got to get 7.
If he matches Jordan with 6, he better than Jordan.
He's like, not matching Jordan. His career goal is to be better than Jordan.
Yeah, but listen, he don't understand that. You already are. Jordan's stats ain't fucking with your stats.
Easy. Calm down. You don't want the Jordan heads coming for you.
I'm just being real. Let's be real. Bron stats killing Jordan. But, you know what I'm saying? Like,
You say that, but Brian's not even your favorite player. He's your third
of all time. Player. Michael Jordan is my favorite player of all time. Like, I'm not going to, then Kobe, then LeBron. Yes.
But LeBron is better than both of them.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite player don't mean he's the best. Like, Randall Cunningham, my favorite quarterback of all time. Tom Brady is a better quarterback than Randall Cunningham. Tom Brady might be the best quarterback of all time. But, you know.
Might be?
Well, I mean, he is. I mean, I ain't want to, you know what I'm saying, speculate or nothing.
I'm just saying, you know, say it like it is. Shit. So what we got? What else we got on here? We kind of went all off the rails. Where are we at in this outline? We went all off the rails. We were talking about everything, and we've been talking for like an hour and some change.
Yeah, man. So we got two more things. Well, keep it on sports, man. After vasectomy, Antonio Cromartie is having his 14th child. He had a vasectomy 6 years ago, and since his vasectomy, he has had. Let me see.
Wait, what? Like, there's more than like this happened more than once?
Yes.
He ain't had a vasectomy. He lying to women.
Okay, let's say last January, cornerback Antonio Cromartie somehow got his wife pregnant with twins despite having a vasectomy. And here's what his wife Tamika told us when she found out she was pregnant. Okay, 1 year later. And Cromartie has somewhat done the impossible once again and has gotten his wife pregnant with his 14th child.
He got some super sperm.
Jesus Christ.
Well, he need to check them terms because they ain't
his. But the problem is this, though. Cromartie just got cut, so he ain't even got no job. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and he's like a 31, 32-year-old cornerback that just coming off an injury that had lost a step. So, you know what I'm saying? The checks might not be coming in, and you have 14 kids, my guy. That's a lot.
That's 14. So wait, are all 14 kids with his wife?
No, this is her sixth child, so he must got 6 from her and 8 from other women.
Damn. Hey man, yeah. Fellas, y'all got it.
Tell
her
he's on, baby. Yeah, he put Tell her. Yes, yeah.
And they probably just taking his money right out of his check. So he probably doesn't even have a good savings.
I mean, he better have some nice investments. That's all I can say.
How many did he have when he got in the league?
Probably. Let's look this up. Antonio Cromartie.
Cromartie's been in the league a little while, but not that fucking long. So he had to have some babies when he got in the league. When did he get drafted? That's like.
He probably got drafted.
Minus some shit like that.
Yeah. Third child since vasectomy, man.
So your third child since vasectomy. Third. So you had 11 before you decided that, hey, maybe I should slow the fuck down.
Yeah. 11.
11 kids. He got drafted in
2006.
Damn, that's a long career, but you probably still ain't made no money. Chargers. He was a 19th pick, so you didn't get no guaranteed money. If you did, it was like $2 million. Chargers, Jets, Cardinals for one season. I think the Cardinals was a big contract. Back to the Jets. Now he was the Colts? I didn't know he was with the Colts. I don't know what the fuck you're gonna do with that, bro. Good luck. Yep. Right, shit. Mm. 14 kids.
Yeah.
So we got the scientists on the show. How is it possible for him to have 3 kids after having a vasectomy?
Somebody didn't do their job right. I would be asking for a refund if I was him.
Because
he ain't had no damn vasectomy if he can keep having babies. Like, I mean, I know men who've had vasectomies and ain't had no children 30 years later. So I don't know. I'm not. And this is back in the day. So how you got people having vasectomy?
God knows how they did them back in the day. Oh my God.
I'm just saying,
you got a nigga in the 80s who had a vasectomy and ain't
had a damn child in
30
years, and then you got a nigga who just
had one
3 years ago, 2 years ago,
and
a
nigga that had 3 kids since then.
Back in the day, they
were
doing that shit like Game of Thrones. They just cut your
balls off. You come there with a pike and a motherfucking hammer, and he's like, what? Oh, my God.
This nigga can put in for FMLA. Yeah, I'm going to be out for 3 months. Why? I'm getting a vasectomy. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Well, God bless you, my brother.
Yeah, but now this shit is outpatient surgery now.
Yeah, you do this shit in a day. Yeah. You back at it, man.
I think Antonio Yeah, I think he just went to a strip club for the day and came home with his balls sore for some other reason.
Yeah, he died for his life.
Something ain't happened.
He went and handled the second chat. That was just something to tell a story about.
So he could go raw.
Exactly. And the shit like, we're just having fun and this happened. What?
Again. Oh, so
you don't last... why you ain't gonna get fixed for backup, for like, for backup purposes, like, yo.
Why you ain't get fixed?
I mean, if we mess around and have another child, I will get fixed.
You gonna wait, but you gonna wait. You gonna risk it.
Exactly. You gonna put it in that term. But I'm saying, why she got to go and get a backup if it was supposed to have been done? It ain't true. No need to get nothing done.
I mean,
a man's healing time for a vasectomy is much quicker than a female's.
But I mean,
she already had six kids.
I mean, this is their sixth one. So she had the three, you know, so she had three kids. And they had a set of twins and then, you know.
Yeah, so they don't need to be going in there playing around.
Yeah, like after the twins, I'd be like, yo, since you got a vasectomy and it ain't work, I'm going to go get my eggs, whatever they do to
tubes
them.
Tubes tied, huh?
Tubes tied, yeah.
Ain't no eggs doing nothing. They all still in there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a rough way to go, man. This other topic is ridiculous as hell. Just from reading the headline. White cop finds out he's black and sues the department for discrimination?
Yep.
Where do you find this shit?
It's on the Huffington Post, man. It's Huffington Post.
What are you doing where you find stories like this?
I mean, I read online, man. They know what you do online. It's all right. I mean, where are you going
online, man? I go online to look for shoes, and then I leave.
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot. It's all right. It's a sneaker hit. Like, he has, like, 1,000 pair of shoes.
Jesus Christ. I got 1,000 now?
Hey, next time I go down to Reject Cousin's house, man, I'm gonna send you some pictures of her Jordan collection. It's all right, nigga.
I don't understand. Since I get into this YouTube life and the sneaker life, and I see these cats with shoe collections, like my collection is a baby. These cats have entire basements dedicated to shoes, and I don't get it. Like, I just took back 4 pair of shoes today because I realized I wasn't going to wear them. So I just returned them shits. I don't know how you... Like, when you get... One of my homeboys has over 300 pairs of shoes. He just quit counting to 300. Like, how do you get ready for your day when you have that many options?
You just got your little pair that you just... Then you got the 7 pair that you wear religiously.
So then what the fuck are the other ones doing? Like, I look at shoes sometimes and get sad because I'm like, oh, I ain't wore them motherfuckers yet. I need to put them on. I need to do something with them. Anyway, back to the topic.
Back on the sneakers, man. I saw this dude, he had like a fucking warehouse, and this shit like a library with his shoes, like his collection of shoes. I was like, my God. Like, it was like a fucking warehouse. He had like, he had everything, man.
Selling those. I think he sold those.
Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure he was,
he sold them. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you start having to pay storage, because I didn't know how much storage was until I was looking for it for my business shit, and it's like $80 a month for a regular ass room. $80 for shit to sit there.
It's probably got air conditioning and ain't got no bugs or spiders in it, man. You know,
I don't give a fuck. $80,
bro.
$80, bro.
How big is that room? Is that right?
I think it was 10 by 10.
It's pretty big.
$80, though?
That's a big room, man. You can live out of 10 by 10.
I've seen it on YouTube.
You know, people actually run businesses out of storage rooms, man?
The one around the corner does. I want to go and report they ass just because I can't do it.
You can't, man. I'm telling you, man. It's like we got one down here. This motherfucker sell guns and everything. I said, oh, my God. Can't be legal. Like, you are selling guns. One got a workshop. Like, people are running businesses out of storage rooms. I said, they are killing the market.
Yeah, so the guy that down the street from me, the storage down the street, he sells office equipment. So when I leave and go to the gym, he's opening that shit up, and there's chairs and shit all out there, and people roll up and get what they need to roll out. He's selling office equipment out there, bitch. And I know in the fitness community, people were setting up gyms. They were doing gyms and training out of storage units. But that's not a 10 by 10. That's like a 10 by 20. That has to be $200 or some stupid shit.
It's probably cheaper than 80. Yeah, it's not bad.
I don't know, man. If you're paying rent, like, Diversify your apartment. Say what?
Are you talking about running the business out of? Yeah. Oh, but yeah, you just use it for storage. I understand what you're saying. Like,
yeah, because you won't be running the business out of it. But
yeah, like if my shit is just sitting there, you just holding my shit for $80 to $200 a month. Nah. I just put some shelves in this room and deal with it. But so this guy finds out. Is this real?
This is real. It's on the Huffington Post.
I just don't. He says the police chief called him Kunta.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, his name is Cleon Brown.
That's why I don't believe this shit, man. And don't you
black.
Right. Listen. And then he 18% of his DNA traced to regions in Africa. So he came to work and, you know, let everybody know. And so them boys turned on him. They were just like, yo. They started calling him Kunta and Black Lives Matter, and they said Christmas time, they put a Santa, and then on the Santa, they wrote something on the beard talking about 18%. So he was catching hate from the job, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's filing a federal civil rights lawsuit against them.
Can I tell you what I believe happened?
What happened?
I believe that he found out he's got some black shit in him, and he started planting this shit so he could get money.
I mean, since he's 18% black, I got to cheer for him, so all right.
Come on, man.
Hey, don't let this shit happen. It's 18% of me, like, yo, man, do that shit, my nigga. Like, that's foul, nigga. You black.
He's suing for $500,000.
Hey, let him get. That's typically what they pay back people when they should get more.
So you support?
After paying Rodney King $50 million, they seen this nigga went and bought a record label and shit. They was like, "Oh, we ain't gonna never get these niggas no more money." Look what they did. Look what Rodney King did with the money. That's why they ain't paying niggas like they pay all the white people, man. The lady that goddamn sued McDonald's for burning her legs with the coffee when she sued because the coffee was hot. You know what I'm saying? She got paid. She got paid way more than Freddie Gray people got paid. He lost his life. So you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Yeah, the lady that burned her legs with some coffee because she didn't know the coffee was going to be hot got about $5 million.
somehow she got money. You know what I'm saying? Somehow she got some money, but we got black people out here dying and the cops ain't going to jail at all. Exactly. Baby Shelby's going home after she killed Terrence Crutcher. She's going home to chill. We can't get a conviction of that, but we can convict somebody for some coffee. Anyway, man. Let's just go ahead and get our goddamn winners and losers, because I'm annoyed now.
Oh, man. It's all right. It's angry. Let's stop before he gets angry, people. Well, my winner this week, man, is Hamadou Diallo. Who is he? It's all right. Do you know who he is?
Hamadou Diallo?
No, Hamadou Diallo.
I don't know Hamadou.
Okay, Hamadou Diallo is a 18-year-old basketball player. He plays at the University of Kentucky. He never played in a game at all this season. He actually joined the team in January, and through some loophole, he was able to actually be on the team, practice with the team, so he never actually got in. He declared himself eligible for the draft, and his draft stock is high.
Wait, what?
Yes, they call him a none and done, and look, the motherfucking, I mean, listen, they say, John Calipari said if he's drafted in the first round or the lottery, he will retire from coaching because this is a total mockery of the system.
So it says that he is, I'm looking him up now, 44.5 inch vertical at the combine. He's 6'5 with a 6'11 wingspan. And why do they think he's ready to play?
He declared. He didn't sign with an agent. So, you know, if this is just all a joke to make his name bigger, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? But hey, some GM might take a chance on him, man, and, you know, pull up and draft his ass. That shit would be nuts. He was playing high school ball, and he played in some prep school after high school prep school in December. He was with that team, and then he went to Kentucky, like, in January. Like, that shit is nuts.
And did what?
Did nothing but practice. He registered not one fucking second on the clock. And he declared eligible for the draft.
So, but why is Calipari mad?
Because he like, yo, if this nigga get drafted, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just, I, Calipari mad because, you know, like, this is not, you know, he ain't played. Like, what are you doing?
LeBron didn't play college basketball either.
LeBron was, it was no reason for LeBron to go to college. Like, he would have wasted. LeBron would have gotten in trouble if he would have went to college.
So, but, is it possible that this dude is good enough that he didn't need to go to college either?
Hey, maybe it's possible.
Because Darius Miles didn't play college ball either.
But then he could go.
How that turned out.
Yeah, you're right.
Kwame Brown didn't play college ball either. We saw how that turned out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, props to you, Hamidou. If you get it, hey, good luck, bro. I hope you get drafted.
Yep. Oh, my other win is the Golden State Warriors. Once again, y'all have benefited from a star player being injured. You know, that's y'all fucking little ticket, your little go-to, you know what I'm saying, little lucky little, you know, they must got a damn fourth leaf clover somewhere because they always seem to, a team's best player get hurt when you got to play the Warriors in the series. You know, we've seen it before.
Hey, Nick Wright was talking about that shit. He said they haven't played a team in full at full strength in 3 years.
They played one last year in the finals and got beat.
And that's when they lost. He said they did it twice. They lost last year when they did it. He does not like them motherfuckers. He said that's the team that he hates the most.
Nick Wright. Is he in the he plays?
No, nah, ESPN. He's one of those analysts.
Oh,
that,
okay.
One of the baseball, basketball talking heads.
Oh, okay.
So he hates them motherfuckers.
Oh. Losers. I got Julio Chavez Jr. After his fight with Canelo Alvarez in Vegas, he gets caught up with some strippers and they end up stealing his $3 million fight check. Now, these dumb strippers being dumb strippers, like, nobody's going to let you cash a $3 million check. Like, where do you think you're going to get his check cashed at?
The liquor store.
Huh?
The liquor store.
Exactly, right? They stole his watch. They stole his phone. You know what I'm saying? The check was recovered. You know, now he's looking like a bozo because, you know, he married and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? So he's one of my losers. My other loser is the dude that sued over a bad date. Dude took a girl to the movies. He said while the movie was about to start or whatever, she was on her phone texting. Then she asked to go to the bathroom. Then she left. You know what I'm saying? So he's suing her for the $18.31 he paid for the date. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, look, dude, man, like, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, you being super petty. He just want her to learn a lesson and, you know, that honor the commitment or some bullshit like that. Not being on the phone was rude. But no, dude, you're a fucking loser, bro. That shit is whack.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say that was not me because it did happen in Austin.
Oh, shit.
It did happen in Austin. That was not me. And they were watching Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Okay.
And he told her, like, after the fourth or fifth time, but he said 11 times in the article, but somewhere around the fourth or fifth time, he told her to stop texting. That's when she took offense and went up and went to the bathroom and then dipped. She was the ride to the goddamn movie.
Oh. So
he didn't have a ride. So now that his ride left and that he mentioned it and she took offense, how do you feel about it? Do you still feel like he's a loser?
Yeah.
But you let the white man who found out that he's 18% black sue the police department for $500,000, and this dude can't get $18.
Nah, because you just take the loss, man. You just take it on the chin. She wasn't that into you, bro. Like, that's just what it is, man.
She ain't got to leave him stranded.
I'm stranded, man. Hey, I catch a bus and cab. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the game.
We don't have Uber or Lyft here.
Well, hey, you got cabs.
So now, on top of the $18 he paid for the goddamn tickets, now you got to pay $30 to get home because you felt some kind of way?
Hey, bruh. If he would have, let's say he paid $18 and he ended up smashing that night. Either way, like, the $18 is gone. You know what I'm saying?
But so, you want to let a white man who found out he's 18% black collect $500,000?
I said because he's 18% black. I got to, you know.
You 100% full of shit.
18% of me is like, hey, I gotta support that man. Come on now.
82% of you should have said that's some bullshit.
He a loser for whining about it. Like, man, stop. Like, that's what he a loser about. Like, yo, you supposed to, hey, that's a story. You don't tell nobody, like, yo, and she dipped on me. I ain't had no ride. I was, man, you take that L quietly, bro. You take that on the chin. You don't go on TV and, oh, I'm suing you for $18. Fuck no, you a loser. Come on, man. Then you look like a broke boy, man. Stop, man. No.
He looked broke for having to ride with the girl on a date.
See what I'm saying?
He took an L when it started. That was an L when it started.
Saying, like, hey, it was L's from the go. He could only hope that it to turn it into a W, man. And it didn't happen, man.
He probably works at Dell, too. Like, it's probably a job where he's got money.
And he thinks, just don't have a car.
Yeah, because you know, the motherfuckers that work at these places, they live right around the corner. Like, they call it the Domain, and that's where all this shit is. So you literally can work and live at the mall and walk to work. Man. So he probably don't have a car because he's right on top of the shit. Yeah, I'll pay for your ticket. Just pick me up. It was probably $18 for two people. That was one of those swanky theaters where you could eat and sleep and fart in the seats and all that shit.
Mm.
And now he's mad. Hey, man.
So it was $18 per person or $18 combined?
He said $18 was her half of the ticket.
Oh, shit. God,
that's what
dang.
I'm saying. He went to like iPick or some shit like that where you get to lean back and get it. Yeah, you get the blanket and all that bullshit.
Shit, we got one down here, man. Got recliner seats in. It's all right, man. That shit is nuts.
Yeah, well, it's fucking $30 to go see a movie. Is it ever worth that? Is there a movie that you would pay $30 to go see?
Hell no.
I was chilling with my homegirl, one of my best friends in the world. And we were sitting there trying to figure out what to do. And when we looked at the movie ticket, we said, shit, you're not doing that.
I ain't lying. I look online first. I ain't going to lie.
Nigga, we would go to Dave and Buster's for $30.
And definitely grab some food before I spend on the damn movie. Like, that's ridiculous.
To sit up in a seat and get some weak ass wings and soda. But anyway, man, you want to do the shout outs?
Shout out to the staff. Shout out to GQ Blue. Shout out to Saul, man. Shout out to Short T.
Short T.
You know, shout out to Dr. Abrasive, man. Thank you for coming on last week, man. Got some good feedback. People loved you being on the show, man. So shout out to Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to Ruler Myself, MJ Money9S, Peppy J for Be More.
Peppy J is the all-time all-star.
Hey, he's a real MVP, man. He's a real MVP, man. So y'all understand, Peppy J is in the ProCast Hall of Fame. He's up there with RT3 and Papa Dash. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So just know they on the Mount Rushmore guests. So they get the eternal shout-out. So even if we don't say your name, it's always a shout-out.
I do want to say that when we set up Patreon, we will need some money from y'all though. Like,
I'm just saying, for real, man. Now Pepe J, he's exempt.
Pepe J's exempt, right? You're right.
He's exempt. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else, yeah, y'all on the motherfucking ticker, y'all on the clock. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else, man. Fuck with the show, man. Shout out to Queen Germ for sitting in today. You know what I'm saying? She ain't been around. You know what I'm saying? She been, you know, treating a fro like a little stepchild and everything. See, you know, she liked to shine. You know what I'm saying? For being on the show, hearing her voice on the show and everything. But she don't want to put in the hard work of, you know what I'm saying, making that commitment weekly. You know what I'm saying? Because she's like, oh, I got to go to practice for over here. And we got to do this over there. And da-da-da, you know, work. You know what I'm saying? Procast is for unemployed niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got a job.
You got a job. Like, we don't fuck with niggas with jobs. Like, that's just how it go. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm
dumb.
God damn. Hey, did you know that? Did Queen Germ know that she's part of the show now? Like, at the beginning of the show?
Oh, yeah. She don't even know. Oh, you want to hear a drop real quick? I mean, I'm going to play a show for her just so she can hear.
Really?
Yeah. You're
a part of the show.
When the show come on, every time. You are like, you every show now.
I guess we should take that off. We don't want to get her job fucked up.
Yeah, nobody knows.
I mean, ain't like my picture on there or nothing.
Yeah, nobody knows.
I mean, my job is falling apart as we speak. So. I mean, it's found it. Everything around me.
Yeah, that's why I laughed. I heard about the situation.
It's getting real crazy.
It was in USA Today, but yeah. Here you go, listen.
Hey, girl, calm down. Good people, this is Dr. Braces. Find me over at drbraces.com, and you're rocking with the dumbest site on the internet. On netbeacom.com. What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. I told you when you said it was going to be on the show. I wasn't bullshitting. That shit is hilarious. Every time I edit the show, I start laughing when I put that shit in there. So we appreciate you.
You got any shout outs?
Shout out to all the teachers. Summertime is coming real soon. You get a little break. And RIP to Squirrel I hit this morning on my way to work.
Shout out to Sandy the Squirrel. Lost his life in Squirrel Heaven.
This motherfucker just ran over the chipmunks and shit.
Meet you at the crossroads. You be lonely. And all that shit.
I shit a little tip on this morning, but yeah.
Hot take, Queen Jern. What do you think about rompers?
Not a fan. So, I just can't take a man seriously who is in a onesie. Like, that's not going to work for me. But thank God I have a big man, and I don't think he would subscribe to such foolishness. So, you know, that's for them skinny niggas. But, yeah, big niggas ain't got no business even trying with that. But, yeah.
But so it's going to be one that's going to try it.
He said
Rick Ross will be the first one.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, too.
Rick Ross has one right now ready to go.
at the Summer Awards show.
Yeah, I'm going to need him not to do that, though.
I'm in the South of France. Got a romper. It's your boy Renzel.
Rick Ross going to come out the video with his ashy ass thigh hanging out, bruh. Oh, shit. You can't come out with a bottle of champagne, sunglasses, and your thigh hanging out, bruh.
Hey, Ross, I'm in the Wraith.
You have about a Bentley and be looking at your thigh.
Hey, too, you got a house arrest big bone, too.
Oh, shit.
Trinidad James gold shoes. Church socks. You, he got some church socks on, man. I'm telling you, man. Rick Ross, he could be barefoot with his in the ankle bracelet and his little Giuseppe slippers.
Look, Ross has been, he got this new body, man. He been waiting for this shit.
Yes. So
he probably came up with the trend. Look, I need you to make me a romper, like One Piece. One Piece. I need it to be all kind of silk and suede.
You know, I want that Italian shit. 1,000 thread count for the boss.
He was waiting.
For the soft.
My video gonna come out. I'm gonna hop out the Wraith with the thigh hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Show him something sexy and seductive.
I want a fucking gorilla on that shit. A lion.
Kyle gonna be sitting right next to him with his peach ass romper.
Yes. Gotta go have tennis shoes on, but he is looking country as a motherfucker.
Probably them Don C's, them brand new pink Don C's came out with the pink romper to match.
Cali might have a baggy one on, though. Cali might pull it off. His might be a little baggy. You know,
there's no pulling it off, bruh. There's no pulling it off.
Ridiculous. You're gonna look ridiculous regardless, man. Yeah, like that shit is not.
Yeah, grown men ain't got no benefit.
Nah, man, that shit. We can't let that shit win, man. Do not do that.
Ross and Kylie gonna do it first, and then Drake is gonna do it. And Drake is gonna do it with some Jordans. Like, Drake is gonna do it with like a jump. He gonna have a Jordan romper on. It's gonna have a fucking Jordan logo on the thigh.
Damn.
And that shit is gonna sell like crazy. Watch.
Now it's gonna be now. Look, it's gonna be some rappers to do it. Like them little rappers, like Uzi Vert. He probably had one on. Did you see that picture, of little Uzi Vert?
Okay, so I thought that was Photoshop. I thought somebody put his head.
Hell no.
I thought somebody put his head on some shit. That was really him.
That was really him, dog. He said he's a rock star now, so you know he's on another level. You know what I'm saying?
So I guess we got our cover picture for the show. That little Uzi Vert has got to be the cover picture. Yeah. But it's been another episode, man. This is 257 is in the books for nappyafro.com, the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alice P. Keaton, a.k.a. Martin Shuther Kane, sitting there with King Jern, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today, yesterday, and forever, and Queen Jern. The Queen of Standards. We'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast on nappyafro.com. We out. Peace.
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 That was a week. She was looking at that picture of Uzi.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com.